Why you need to understand the pension structure. The pension structure refers to the overall framework by which a country or a family allocates sources of funds for retirement life. Only by understanding this structure can you know how much you will receive in the future, how much is still missing, and where to fill the gap. The commonly used three-pillar model internationally divides pension funds into three categories: state-led basic security, employer-led occupational supplements, and individual-led voluntary reserves. Only the sum of the three constitutes complete retirement income. Many people mistakenly believe that retirement income comes from only one source. In fact, the three pillars have different weights, payment conditions, and adjustment mechanisms. Fixating on only one of them can easily overestimate or underestimate the overall level of protection. This article revolves around the three-pillar model, first explaining the operating logic of each pillar, then discussing ratio calculation and combination strategies, and finally giving an executable personal pension ledger framework. The first pillar is the National Basic Pension Insurance. The first pillar is backed by national credit and aims to provide the most basic old-age living security. It is characterized by wide coverage and statutory standards for contributions and benefits, serving as the foundation of retirement income. The level of basic pension benefits is usually linked to contribution years, contribution base, and the social average wage, following the principle of more contributions yield more benefits and longer contributions yield more benefits, with the level of protection limited to maintaining basic living. It should be noted that the first pillar solves the basic living problem and does not mean maintaining the pre-retirement standard of living. Placing all expectations on this pillar usually falls below what most people imagine for retirement quality. For freelancers and flexibly employed people, the first pillar often requires proactive handling by themselves and is easily neglected. Whether contributions continue directly affects the future level of basic security. The second pillar consists of enterprise annuities and occupational annuities. The second pillar is a supplementary pension system formed by joint contributions from the employer and the individual, including enterprise annuities and occupational annuities. It is characterized by being tied to the employer, and only certain types of employers provide it. Enterprise annuities are established independently by enterprises, with contribution ratios and investment arrangements decided by the employer, and individuals can usually choose investment plans. Occupational annuities mainly target government and public institutions and have stronger uniformity. The value of the second pillar lies in amplifying accumulation. The employer contribution part is equivalent to additional implicit benefits, and when compounded over time, its contribution to retirement income often exceeds intuitive expectations. Its risk lies in non-portability. When changing jobs, the transfer and continuation procedures for annuities are relatively complex. If mishandled, part of the accumulation may be lost or a long contribution suspension period may be faced. The third pillar consists of personal pensions and commercial reserves. The third pillar is a pension reserve voluntarily established by individuals, including a combination of personal pension accounts, commercial pension insurance, long-term savings, and self-directed planning. It is the most flexible of the three pillars and also the part that most tests self-discipline. Personal pension accounts usually have an annual contribution cap and tax incentives, making them suitable as a long-term accumulation tool with a fixed rhythm, putting money in a container that is constrained and not easily diverted. Commercial reserves and self-directed planning are more flexible and can adjust the amount and form according to life stages, such as smoothing large expenses through installment payments, or building a deterministic cash flow through regular savings. The core of the third pillar is not tool selection but discipline. Regardless of the tool chosen, investing regularly, quantitatively, and continuously is closer to the ideal outcome than occasional lump sum investment. Ratio calculation and gap measurement of the three pillars. How much each of the three pillars can provide depends on the individual's region, type of employer, contribution years, and accumulated amount. Only by measuring the gap can you know whether your combination is sufficient. A common estimation approach is, first determine how much you need each year after retirement, then fill in the expected benefit of the first pillar and the expected annuity of the second pillar in turn, and the remaining difference is the share that the third pillar needs to bear. When calculating, pay attention to consistency of calibers. Convert all three sources into nominal amounts at retirement year and reserve room for inflation adjustment, avoiding comparing today's prices with numbers decades later. If the gap of the third pillar is large, supplementary contributions should be started as early as income capacity allows. Starting 1 year later often requires a longer accumulation period or a higher annual contribution to catch up. Differences in pillar combinations across population groups. With the same three pillars, feasible combinations differ greatly across population groups. Institutions within the system usually have a stronger second pillar, while freelancers mainly rely on the first and third pillars, with the second pillar basically absent. For people with a weaker second pillar, the supplementary responsibility of the third pillar is heavier, requiring earlier and fuller planning of self-directed reserves to compensate for the absence at the employer level.